بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين أما بعد. So we continue our studies في الكتاب السلفي, studying the biography of the best of mankind and the greatest of men, the biography of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And before we move on to discuss the life and the events of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, first we will review and make sure that we have understood properly everything that has preceded until this point. And this is because students of knowledge, those whom are successful from their way and from their methodology, is that they review the knowledge amongst themselves and they memorize it. And they strive to be precise with that memorization and understanding. Because this knowledge is light, light in the hearts and light for the minds to see the truth and to find the correct path and way to Al-Jannah. And knowledge is a light for a believer to see by way of it the false paths and the darkness of ignorance and innovation and the bad ways of disobedience and evil in order to avoid them and stay away from them. So then we seek knowledge to learn. And from the greatest requirements of learning is to review. And also from the way and the correct methodology in seeking knowledge, as in every way with regards to our deen, is to follow the way of the companions and to follow the way of the students of the companions and those who are upon piety and righteousness. Those who are upon the deen of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam inwardly and outwardly. And from their way is to seek knowledge and to review it. It's been narrated from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that he said to his students, تذاكروا العلم فإن مذاكرته حياته. Review the knowledge. Because verily reviewing the knowledge is reviving and bringing life to the knowledge. The knowledge will be alive in your hearts if you review it. And whenever the knowledge, which knowledge is this? The knowledge of what? The knowledge of? The Quran and the Sunnah. The knowledge of the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the knowledge of the revelation. تعالهون وجلسي. تعالهون وجلسي. It's the knowledge of the revelation. نعم. And this is the light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has revealed to the creation. The revelation. So by reviewing it, it becomes strong. تَذَكَرُوا الْعِلْمَ فَإِنَّ مُذَكَرَتُهُ حَيَاتُهُ. Because by reviewing it and going over it and studying it often and from time to time, the knowledge will be alive. It will be beneficial for you. And your heart will be alive. And you will be beneficial. And you will be good. And you will be upright and good for the ummah. And good for the people. And beneficial for the Muslims. And the most beloved people to Allah are those from His servants that are beneficial to others. And those who are beneficial to others, they are those people who are upright and steadfast upon correct knowledge and good and beautiful righteous actions, the correct deen as well. So whenever we review the knowledge comes to life in our hearts, and then at that time we taste the sweetness of ilm. Al-ilmu wa talabuhu lahu halawa. Wa iman lahu halawa. نعم في قلوب المؤمنين. Knowledge and iman, it has a sweet taste in the hearts of the believers. How can you find the sweetness of knowledge and the sweetness of Iman? By learning and studying and reviewing and applying the knowledge that you know. So this is the meaning of the narration, to review the knowledge, because in reviewing the knowledge, the knowledge will have life. Meaning you will find the sweetness and the benefit of knowledge. And whenever the teacher asks you a question in the class, you'll be able to answer and you will know. Or even in life, when you go through certain circumstances and things happen, then you remember the information you studied and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you say, oh, this is not permissible, we can't do that. Oh, no, it's okay, this is fine, this is allowed, we can do this. Or the people, for example, sometimes whenever they're out and they don't know what time it is and they forgot their watch, is Maghrib come or not? Is the Maghrib gone? If they studied the times of Salat, they will look in the sky and they will see, is the redness gone? Or is it still there? Because if so, it's still time to pray Maghrib. Because they have knowledge. And they sat in the class and they learned. You understand? So the knowledge will be alive with them. And they will have life. Because Allah, He says, O you who believe, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasooli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O you who believe, respond to Allah and to the Messenger whenever they call you to that which gives you life. Allah is calling us to learn His deen. Allah is calling us to know Him and to know His names and attributes. Allah is calling us to know His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to follow Him. Allah is calling us to know al-Islam properly and to be steadfast upon that path. And if we respond to His call, we will have life. We will have life. The true life is the life of al-Islam. The true life is the life of being upright. The true life is the life of seeking knowledge and learning and applying the knowledge and helping the Muslims to be upright in their deen and cooperating together upon piety and righteousness. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. I want to reaffirm this idea of mudhakara, because this is the methodology for a successful student. It has also been narrated from another companion. Because remember, we're studying knowledge, and we're seeking knowledge, and we're in the gatherings of knowledge, and we hope that Allah accepts our efforts. But in order for them to be correct, they must be according to the sunnah. And the sunnah is understood by the companions, radiyallahu anhum. So we look at the companions. How did they use to seek knowledge? We see Abdullah ibn Abbas, what did he say? You have to review. So then reviewing is from the methodology of the companions. Let's listen to a statement of another companion who was a young boy in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A young boy. He served the Prophet for 10 years. What was his name? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the Prophet? What was the companion's name? This boy. He served the Prophet for 10 years. He served the Prophet for 10 years. The students online, feel free to chat. Type the answers in chat if you know them or if you attempt to answer. Naam, la ba's. Marhaban bikum. Whenever he... Anas. Ahsanti ilam abarak. Anas ibn Malik. Radiallahu anhu. Do you know what he said about knowledge? He said, Al-ilmu saydun. Wal-kitabatu qaydun. Al-ilmu sayd. Wal-kitabatu qayd. That... Say, what is say? What is sayd? Sada yasidu sid saydan. As-sayyad... he's the hunter. Well, Sayyid is hunting, and also a Sayyid is the thing that's hunted. Somebody's hunting something, that's called Sayyid. If he's hunting deer, the deer is the Sayyid. If he's hunting turkeys, the turkey is Sayyid. If he's hunting fish, the fish is the Sayyid. Sayyid is Samik, yani fishing. He's hunting. How do you catch him? You have to have an arrow, or a fishing line and hook, or you have to have something to hunt with. Right? And if you get him, you catch him, and then he's yours. You get to slaughter him and eat him and give him in charity also and benefit from the Sayyid. They hunt the game. We understand? This is the original meaning of Sayyid. What is Anas telling the students, radiyallahu anhu? Al-ilmu Sayyidun. Ilm is like, knowledge is like Sayyid, something that you're hunting after. We spoke yesterday, students of knowledge, they're looking for something. They're seekers. So knowledge is something that people are hunting for, and they're looking for it, and they're trying to go everywhere they can to find it. But you have to go to the right place, by the way. Now, to the people of knowledge, the people who are known for the correct creed and the correct aqidah, the correct manhaj and the correct deen, the correct belief and the correct manners and conduct and etiquettes. Now, and then you find them, Oh, you never leave their gatherings. Naam, because you're seeking for the knowledge that they have. وَالْعِلْمُ سَيِّدْ. And if you find the people of knowledge, then you have found what you're looking for. Naam, because they have the sayyid. They have the knowledge. Naam, but how do you catch it? Because the ilm is going. Right here we're talking about this. مَا مَنَا السُنَّةِ وَكُتُبِ السِّتَّةِ. Like this. مَصَادِرْ أَصْلِيَّةِ. The knowledge is getting... If you don't, you got to have to reach up and grab it and catch it. Or it's going to get past you. Like the game. Somebody, that's a big deer. It's too slow. He can't get it. If he doesn't know how to shoot the arrow good, he can't get it. He doesn't know anything about fishing. He throws his thing in there. He's all day long. He never brings nothing out of the water. Because he doesn't know how to utilize the tools that he has. He's not a good hunter. You understand? Like this is knowledge. You have to be a good student. You have to know how to catch the knowledge and to hold the knowledge and to keep the knowledge from running away from you. Because the thing about knowledge, also narrated from the Salaf also, and this is from the Tabi'een, his name is Muhammad ibn Shihab, Zuhri. He died in 124. He said, أَفَتُ الْعِلْمِ النِّسْيَانُ وَتَرْكُ الْمُذَكَرَ. The illness and the disease of knowledge is to forget. Forgetfulness and to stop reviewing or to not review. So in order to keep the knowledge locked down and from running away and fleeing from us, we have to review. We have to review. وَالْكِتَابَةُ قَيْدٌ. And this is the secret. Anas is telling us, radiallahu anhu, so that doesn't go away. الْكِتَابَةُ. Writing down the knowledge. قَيْدٌ. This is how you hook it. This is how you get it and catch it. How do you catch the knowledge? Writing it down. Writing it down. نعم العلم صيد والكتابة قيد. قاف يا دل. قيد, something that you can find something with. Even the al-qaid is also something that you will put on somebody's hands too. Handcuffs, handcuff them. Or to lock them down. Or you tie them down and you lock them down, they can't move. That's called qaid. You qayyid. نعم and the likes like this. So then how do we catch the knowledge from fleeing from us? By writing it down. Like, we don't stop there though. Because the knowledge, the true knowledge, is where? In the heart. Nam, so it's a process. Nam, it's a process. Ilmu ma'i, haythu ma yamamtu fahuwa ma'i. Qalbi wa'aun lahu la batnu sunduqi. Idha kuntu fil bayti kana ilmu fi bayti. When kuntu fi suqi kana ilmu fi suqi. This is what Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, used to say. He said, my knowledge is with me wherever I go, it's with me. Now, it's my heart is containing it, not the box of a drawer or a desk. It's not left in a notebook and then put in a box and put in a drawer and the likes like this. My heart is carrying the knowledge, not the notebook. Not the notebook. وَيَعُنْ لَهُ لَبَطُ الصُّنْدُوقِ. إِذَا كُنْتُ فِي الْبَيْتِ كَانَ الْعِلْمُ فِي الْبَيْتِ. If I'm in the house, then my knowledge is in the house. وَإِنْ كُنْتُ فِي السُّوقِ كَانَ الْعِلْمُ فِي السُّوقِ. And if I am in the market, then the knowledge is in the market. Naam, this is our Salaf al-Salih, al-Imam al-Shafi, Muhammad ibn Idris, Abu Abdullah. Naam, he died in 204, rahimahullah ta'ala. He was born in 150 at the time that Abu Hanifa died. And he died in 204, rahimahullah ta'ala. Naam, so the heart, it contains the knowledge. This is whenever it's yours. Whenever you can go into the house and your knowledge is with you. And whenever you go into the market, if you go to the market, then your knowledge is in the market. Then this means, you're carrying knowledge. So knowledge is something that is carried. And the ulama of hadith, they used to describe carrying hadith and learning hadith, call it tahammul. Tahammul hadith wa ada. That they would carry and bear the burden of this knowledge and bear it in their hearts and carry it. Naam? And perform the obligation of conveying it. Al ada. Allahu Akbar. Naam? So this is something that is great. Naam? The knowledge of the revelation. The knowledge of the revelation. Naam? So if we're not careful, it'll get away from us. How do we catch it? How do we keep it locked down? By writing it down. After we write it down, what do we do? We memorize it. طيب, how do we memorize? Here's the question. How do we memorize? How do we review? What is the proper methodology in the good way that is beneficial and easy? The best way is for each student to review it by himself and to look over the information and the notes that he has taken. This is the best way. But if the children are very young and they're not yet, they do it with their mother or their father, or they do it with their big brother or big sister. They review it. And if the origin is that the students will review it, the knowledge by themselves until they think that they grasp the understanding of that which has been presented. And then after that, they meet together. They meet together and they review together that which they... And his the other one, all of them, they have made this review to by themselves. Then they meet together and then review together and see what they can remember. Close the notebook and begin by asking questions. ما معنى السنة? The student asks the other student, what's the meaning of as-sira? What is the meaning of al-masadir al-asliya? And the other student will answer without opening the book. If the student who is asked cannot answer the question or is being forgetful, the one asking will remind them. Or if both of them they can't remember properly, then at that time they open the notebook and they look until they can go back and forth with the knowledge and respond to one another. At this time, in this manner, the knowledge will become firm. InshaAllah ta'ala. And this methodology is the way the ulama, they advise with. And this methodology, likewise, in gathering like this, alhamdulillah, this is how I used to study in Al-Medina with my brothers from the students of knowledge in Kulat al-Hadith. And other than that, we will study in the morning in the Kuliyah, in the Jamia, and we'll study in the evening in the masjid with the mashayikh, and then in our free time we would come together, and in between that we review ourselves, and we would come together and we would sit like this and ask each other questions. What is the ruling of this and what is the ruling of that? What is the attributes of this? What is the principles of this? What is the ruling of this? What is the proof for this? What is the evidence for that? Like this. And tell, and if you get stuck, I don't remember, your brother will remind you. And if both of you don't remember properly, then you look at the notebook and then you continue doing this until you can say it. If you do it like this, that knowledge that is studied in this manner, it almost never leaves, inshallah. It becomes firm. It becomes alive with you. It goes into the market whenever you go there. If you're in the house, then the knowledge is in the house with you whenever you study it like this. Whenever you study it like this by reviewing. By reviewing in this manner. Tayyib. Maybe this might be a little bit advanced for some people. So as I have mentioned before, another way to review is for the guardian, the parent, the mother or the father, to take beneficial notes from the class, either directly or from the recording or both. And that way the parent benefits first. The parent is the first one to benefit. And then the parent, inshallah, will be able to understand the information because it's already being presented in a manner for children. So then it's all already facilitated even more for the parent to understand. Walillah alhamd. We ask Allah to accept from us and to give us a pure intention and a beautiful intention and a good life and a good ending. And then after that, the parent will do the review with the child, asking the child. And this is called talqeen. And this is another methodology of teaching. And this is another methodology of teaching from the scholars of hadith and the scholars of the Quran, al-Hadithi. لَهُمْ طُرُقٌ فِي التَّدْرِيسِ They have ways to teach. And this is from them. It's called التلقين. الطالب يلقينه الأستاذ. التلقين is that you say, for example, you say, مَا مَانَ السِّيرَةِ The student doesn't know, but it learns the question like this. So then you tell the student, السِّيرَةِ بِمَعْنَى السُّنَّةِ Okay, say it. نعم. And then, so now the student knows the answers. Now you start again. مَا مَانَ السِّيرَةِ You tell the student the answer. The student repeats the answer to you. You ask it again, and then the student now repeats from his own mind and memory. You teach him like this. What's that called in English? In Arabic, it's called talqin. I forget in English. Anyways, we understand the meaning. This is from the methodology. Also from teaching the Quran like this. قل هو الله أحد. like this, and then the student repeats back without looking at a book or anything, just by listening and hearing the words, and then repeats back by repetition. Now, this teacher dictates the words, and the student repeats, huh? Like this, and the teacher and the student repeats like this until it's memorized, and then you do 2, 3, 4 issues like this, questions like this, and you go back to the first one. Do they still remember? Because sometimes they think about knowledge, like Ibn Shihab, he said, "Rahimahullah, afatuhu and nisyan." Sometimes forgetfulness, now forgetfulness. So sometimes when you learn something, you learn it good, and then you learn something else, and it makes you forget the first one. Yeah, Allah al-musta'an. Huh? You memorize this verse and this verse and this verse, and then you memorize the next verse, and by the time you finish with the sixth verse, you forgot the first verse. And this is how knowledge is sometimes, like this. Or you memorize this hadith and this proof and this fiqh issue, and then you go to the next one, and by that time you forgot the first one. They say, أَخِرُهُ يُنْسِيكَ أَوَّلَ يعني اللَّهُ مُسْنَان. But by being consistent and reviewing properly, it will eventually stick. And the mind and the memorization, the heart, if it's exercised and utilized, it gets stronger. It gets stronger. Just like your arms and your legs and your body. If somebody's working out, what happens a little bit in the beginning? He's working out, he can't lift too much, kind of heavy. And he gets sore, real sore quickly. Or somebody who's running, he can't run too far first time. But then eventually, if he keeps running, pretty soon he can run and run and run and run and run and run and run so far. He gets better. His body gets stronger. His wind gets longer. And he's able to bear more exercise. You understand this principle, this concept? Like this is knowledge. Like this is knowledge. That same tabi'i, his name is Ibn Shihab, Az-Zuhri, rahimahullah. He mentioned, and he is from the first of those to collect the hadith of the Prophet in one place and to gather it. And to gather it. And about the year before 100 years after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he say? He said, "Badatna al-hifdha wa qulubuna kashi'ab, fa asbahat kal-awdiyah, taltahimu kulla shay." He said that we began memorization and our hearts were like small mountain trails. Like very tight, like this mountain trail is like not very wide. We began memorization like this, and our hearts were like small mountain trails. I mean, we can't memorize that much, and our hearts are, our chests are tight, and they can't hold very much knowledge. Well, what happened? They became to be like valleys, devouring everything. They started out like this, but they became to be like valleys. Their hearts became valleys, just and when you, the water comes in the valley, all the water, everything just, it just soaks it all up. The valley takes it all in, alhamdulillah. Everything that comes down the mountain, all the valley is the one that gets all of the benefit from all of the water, from the rain. Like this, the knowledge, it comes from Allah, and it comes down to the hearts. If the hearts are like what's up with the shi'ab, the mountain trails, they're really small. Whenever the water hits them, what happens to them? To the water? It runs down so fast. Right through the mountain trails. The trails don't benefit much. And the plants on those trails don't benefit much. Because the trails are tight and narrow. And all the water hits it and just runs right on down past it. But where does the water gather at? Where does the water gather at? In the valleys. And the revelation is like water. And it descends from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a blessing. And the knowledge likewise of the revelation is a blessing. And it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it descends on the hearts. So if the hearts are like the mountain valleys tight, they can't hold much water, then it's going to just go down and keep on going. Bye-bye, knowledge. But if the hearts are like what? Valleys? Then it's going to soak it up and benefit and be beneficial for the people. And be beneficial for the people. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. One more advice. How to review. From the most beneficial ways
for the knowledge to be firm, and for the knowledge to grow, and for the knowledge to be beneficial for a believer, is that he pays the zakat on that knowledge. Al-ilm, alayhi zakatun. Naam, do you know what zakat is? Zakatul mal. Somebody who has a certain amount of money, and he has it for a year, and the time is appointed, and it becomes obligatory upon him to give a portion of that money in charity. He has to. He has to. Or he's sinning. And if he doesn't give the charity, it will cause his wealth to have no barakah and no blessing. And it will cause the goodness of that wealth to go away. Likewise, knowledge, it has zakat. Obligatory zakat. You have to give zakat on your knowledge. What is the zakat of knowledge? What is the zakat of knowledge? Zakatul ilm. Bathuhu wa ta'limuhu wa tadrisuhu. Yani bathuhu fi nas wa ta'limu nas. Iyah. By spreading it and teaching others. By spreading it and teaching others. In this manner, this is how you give the charity of zakat. The zakat of knowledge. The zakat of knowledge is to teach it and to help others learn it. So this is something very beneficial. For example, a big sister or a big brother, Nam, that has a smaller brothers and sisters. Nam, if they learn something in the class and they benefit and they comprehend it properly, then they take their brother or sister on the side and they spend 15, 20 minutes with them. And they teach them in a good way. And they help them learn. Naam. They say to them, ma'ana sira. Ma hiya al-kutubu sitta. What is the meaning of sira? What are the kutubu sitta? And even if the child is 6, 7 years old, they can learn these things. It's easy. You tell them the kutubu sitta. Al-Bukhari. Muslim. Abu Dawood. At-Tirmidhi. Al-Nasai. Ibn Majah. And if they're like really strong, you say, when did Bukhari die? 256. Muslim, 261. Abu Dawood, 275. Tirmidhi, 279. An-Nasa'i, 303. Ibn Majah, 373. MashaAllah. What about Al-Shafi'i? I just told you. Ma katabti, ma qayyadti. You didn't write it down? You didn't catch that knowledge? 204. Abu Hanifa. I just mentioned it also. 150. Imam Malik, after him by 29 years. When? Well, I have to do some review in math class. 179. MashaAllah, 179. 150 plus 29, 179. Tayyib, what about Al-Imam Ahmed? 241. Yani, alhamdulillah. We want to know about our salaf. But the point is, to review by teaching. Naam? To review by teaching. Naam? And the thing about knowledge is very, very beneficial. Once you have it, wherever you go, it's with you. And knowledge is very heavy. But once you get it, it's light. Getting it is the heavy part. But whenever you make the effort and once you memorize it and learn it, now it becomes light for you. Light to carry. It's light to carry. Like for example, if you have a whole bunch of money, if you have like $1,000, well, how are you going to carry that? $2,000. If you have $10,000, like gold bricks or something, you're going to carry it on your back. It's going to be heavy. But if you memorize, for example, Umdat al-Ahkam, that's not heavy. You carry it with you wherever you go. It's light. The heavy part is reviewing it. The more you review it, the lighter it gets. Naam, the ulama, they say about knowledge, kanzun la takhafu alayhi lissa, khafifu al-hamli yujadu haythu kumta. That it's a treasure that you don't have to be afraid of any thief stealing it from you. If you have a big bricks of gold, $1,000, you got to worry about who's going to steal the money from you. But your knowledge, nobody can rip you off. If you get it right,
If you get the knowledge correctly, it's yours properly, then nobody can steal it from you. We have to watch out for those bandits, though, who teach people false knowledge. Huh? Those, huh? Qutta' turuq. Huh? The thieves and the robbers and the liars who ascribe to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that which is not from him or his sunnah, or ascribe to the deen that which is not from it, the innovators and the likes and the liars. But once we learn the proper knowledge, once we learn the proper knowledge, well, it's light for us and it's a treasure. And we don't have to worry about anybody stealing it from us. The ulama, they used to say, by the way, or they still do, that the one who did not feel the pain in his knees from sitting in front of the people of knowledge, he's not a student of knowledge. He's not a student of knowledge. So right now, if you feel the pain in your knees from sitting in the gathering, be patient and know that you're on a good path. The Salaf, they have statements for these things. They have statements for these things. We have to learn their way. You know what Sufyan al-Thawri, he said, Rahimahullah, he died in 161. Sufyan al-Thawri, he's also known as Amir al-Mu'mineen fil Hadith, by the way. He said, إِذِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَلَّا تُحُكَّ رَأْسَكَ إِلَّا بِالْأَثَرِ فَافْعَلْ. Meaning that, if you are able to not even scratch your head except by following a narration, then do it like that. Like even if like you heard about a narration how the Salaf used to scratch their head, then scratch your head like that. Yani this is mubalagha. This is mubalagha, just showing how diligent they were to follow the narrations, to follow the footsteps of the righteous. And so having knees that hurt in the time of class and afterwards, this is from the footsteps of the righteous. They spoke about that. Rather, they praised it. Rather, they said that whoever's knees did not hurt from sitting in the feet of the scholars and the people of knowledge in the classes of ilm, hilaq al-dhikr, they're not from the people of knowledge. They're not from the students of knowledge. They're not truly from the students of knowledge. Taibu wiyan. No, we got away from that. Aywa. Kanzun la takhafu alayhi lissa khafif. Al-hamli yujadu haythu kunta. It's light to carry. It's with you wherever you go. Naam? It's with you wherever you go. Yazidu bi kathratil infaqi minhu wa yankusu bihi. Wa yankusu in bihi kafin shadatta. That the more you spend knowledge, the more it grows. And if you are stingy with knowledge, meaning you don't spend it, you don't give it, you don't teach others, then it will go away. Naam? نعم كنزنا تخاف عليه لص خفيف الحمل يوجد حيث كنت يزيد بكثرة الإنفاق منه وينقص إن به كف شددت. Like this. It increases whenever you spend it. Not like money. What happens to money when you spend it? Bye bye. That's why they call gold. What is gold? In Arabic. الذهب. لماذا سمي الذهب ذهبا؟ لأنه يذهبوا because it goes away. It goes away. لا يبقى. No. But what about knowledge? Huh? Knowledge also يذهب إن لم تراجعه وإذا تذكرته وراجعته فإنه يبقى ويكون لك كنز في قلبك. نعم. But knowledge is different though. If you memorize it and you learn it and review it, it will not go away. Rather, it will be a treasure for you and it will grow. And it will grow. From the benefit here is that by the ways of making the knowledge strong is to teach it. Is to teach it. You don't jump and teach knowledge you don't know. You teach what you know. According to what you know, on the level that you know. And if you don't know, you say, Wallahu a'lam, la adri. Allah knows best, I don't know. So the point is now to encourage the families to work together. The older child teaches the younger child. Little bit by little bit. Just teach him one point a day. What is the meaning of seerah? Sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Jazakallah khairah. And whenever you teach them, you have to teach them the way that you would like to be taught. So if you would like to be taught for somebody to yell at you and to scream at you and to call your names, then... But I don't think that you would like that. And if they don't get the answer right, you would not like for somebody to call you names. So then you teach them the way that you would like to be taught. You teach your little sister, your little brother, and the good manner. Naam, like this, and also the mother and the father. And in this manner, our life, not only our hearts will be full of life, like Ibn Abbas, he said, by memorizing and reviewing knowledge, our homes likewise will be full of life. The light of the sunnah, the light of knowledge, the light of ilm. And then we can be usratun salafiyyah, saliha, a righteous family. Not just a regular Muslim family. Many Muslims, they're Muslims, alhamdulillah, but they're not righteous. They're not pious. They're not obedient.
They have, many of Muslims, if they die in the state that they're in today, they have the threat of Allah upon them because of the sins that they fall into. Yeah, then billah. We have to strive to not be like that, to not be heedless, to not be sinful, to not be. And we all make mistakes, and all of the children are sinners, and all of the people are sinners. Kullu bani Adam khata'. But some people, you know, they strive against their soul, and their sins are lesser, and they occur less often. This is where we want to be from. We want to be from the as-salaf as-salih, from their way, from the people of hadith, the scholars of hadith. When we want to be upon their path, because they're on the path to Jannah. They're on the path to al-Jannah. Naam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من سلك طريقا يتبس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. That whoever sets out on a path to seek knowledge, then verily Allah will make easy for him by way of that, any of that knowledge, a path to Jannah. So this is some advice on how to review. And the issue of reviewing is very, very important. And this is the methodology of the Salaf with regards to learning. And this is the way that we will follow, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success, to make it easy for us to learn His deen and to comprehend the truth and to accept it and to follow and to live by way of it and to die upon it. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.